From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Today, Idaho Matters is branching further out into eastern Idaho as we debut the show on KISU-FM. Now, KISU broadcasts out of Idaho State University, and it reaches Pocatello, Chubbuck, American Falls, and Blackfoot. It also has translators in Idaho Falls and Rexburg, which in turn reaches places like Shelley and Island Park. Their audience just keeps growing with almost 230,000 residents in their listening area and a whole lot of Bengal fans in their audience as well. So joining us now is Jamin Anderson, the general manager of KISU. Welcome to the program, Jamin.
Gemma, thank you so much. This is such an exciting day for East Idaho. I can't thank you enough for your help in putting this together and making this opportunity possible for our listenership, and then also for taking the time to talk to me today. Thank you.
Well, it is all our pleasure. And I must say that I've been on the airwaves before in Eastern Idaho. I started my broadcasting career as a weekend television news anchor and reporter at KIDK in Idaho Falls back in the day. So I know, right? So it's kind of nice to be back over in Eastern Idaho. So for our listening audience that may not be really familiar with your radio station, tell us a little bit about KISU and how long you've been broadcasting.
Yeah, so since 1999, so we're in our 23rd year on the air here in Southeast Idaho. We began as a station that only broadcasted to the Pocatello area and then later added translators in Idaho Falls and in Rexburg. So imagine now our signal goes up and down the entire eastern part of the state, the entire Snake River Valley. But, so we have frequencies. If your listeners are traveling to this side of the state, they can pick us up at 91.1 in Pocatello, 91.3 in Idaho Falls, and 88.1 in Rexburg. And as you mentioned, that signal, it goes pretty strong, clear up to the Island Park area. So a great representation of KISU signal pretty much all up and down the I-15 corridor.
Oh, right. I mean, Island Park is really close almost to the Idaho-Montana border. So you really have a far reach.
Yeah. So we have a small staff. So you'd asked about, explaining what KISU is. We have a lot smaller staff than a Boise State Public Radio. We have just two full-time staff members, five part-time employees and a handful of student employees that work here at the station. So we're a lot smaller than Boise State Public Radio. So this type of opportunity to us, it's a big deal. You know, this is something that we don't necessarily have the resources to put together ourselves. So when we have a great friend like we found in Boise State Public Radio that's willing to offer the programming to our listeners, it's such an amazing thing. What a great opportunity.
Well, and it's important to us too, Jamin, because, you know, I think one of the goals of Idaho Matters since our inception is the name of the show is Idaho Matters, right? To make sure that we do as much as we can by covering issues around the state. And we've branched out with even on our Friday Reporter Roundtable that we do every Friday, and we bring in journalists from Eastern Idaho to talk about what's going on in East Idaho. Sometimes we have journalists from North Idaho as well, because I think it's super important that people understand, I think, the dynamics of our state, because we definitely, I think, have, you know, life is different in Boise than it is in Pocatello, or it is in Idaho Falls, or it is in Coeur d'Alene. And what I mean by life is that, you know, we're different. We definitely have similarities, but for people to understand, I think, how other parts of the state work, because sometimes I think we kind of get into a little bubble. Have you found that as well?
Absolutely. And sometimes there can even be, information that we can glean from policy that's happening on the western part or the northern part of the state. And there can be, it's all about being a better neighbor as well. But you are absolutely right. Sometimes we get stuck in what's local, what's most relevant to me. And by knowing more about what's going on in the state, I think it just makes us better Idaho residents, right?
Absolutely. So we should let people know you're affiliated with NPR and the BBC as well, like we are here at Boise State Public Radio. Mm-hmm. However, let's shift gears a bit and talk about Bengals, because KISU broadcasts all kinds of sports. And this goes from soccer to football to volleyball, basketball, softball. That is quite the lineup.
Right, right. Yeah, so I think a public radio's foremost objective really is to just use the resources they have to, mm-hmm. to best meet the needs of the areas they serve. And one of those objectives for us is to broadcast Bengals sports. Right now we're in the midst of basketball season, so men's and women's basketball going on right now. Go Bengals. Both teams got a win this last weekend. Both teams doing very well. But on an annual basis, yes, we do carry, in the past, we've carried women's volleyball, soccer, basketball, and softball, and men's football and men's basketball. Now, a decision was made that moving forward, we're going to sort of focus in on the basketball, men's and women's, and football moving forward. So a little bit of an easier lift for KISU. Perhaps next year, but it's something that I think has brought in fans that typically wouldn't listen to public radio. It's helped us to reach those audiences. We have a great listening constituency among the ISU community. But those athletic events are a little unusual when it comes to a public radio station, mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, you know what? You hook them with sports and you keep them, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah. And it's not only sports, but, KISU is a smaller station, so we don't have the luxury of, you know, several digital sub channels. So sometimes we toe that line between we offer music programming and news and information. So, in an area that doesn't have a whole lot of music radio stations, well, there are genres that are unrepresented. Let's just say jazz and classical mm-hmm. music and Americana, some of those genres that are typically associated with public radio. We do our best to include those intermixed within our public radio formatted programs. So,
well, before I let you go, how about we just get down to kind of some basics of when Idaho Matters will be on KISU every day?
Yeah, so a big thanks to Boise State General Manager, Boise State Public Radio General Manager, Tom Michael. He was really instrumental in inviting KISU to the Western States Public Radio Consortium of Stations that ultimately led to talks that has allowed KISU to add things like the Mountain West News Bureau and Idaho Matters. But this show will air at 6 p.m. weekdays, Monday through Friday. And on the occasion that there may be a basketball game on a Thursday night, as that happens quite often in the Big Sky Conference, we will air Idaho Matters slightly earlier, bumping it to 5:30 instead of 6.
Well, we are thrilled to be expanding. It means a lot to us and to, you know, to our goal of really representing the entire state. So Jamin, thanks so much for the conversation today, and we're really looking forward to this partnership.
I appreciate your time, and thanks as well to Lacey Daly and Samantha Wright and your entire team that's made this possible.
Well, it is our pleasure. We have been talking with Jamin Anderson, the general manager of KISU, about today's debut of Idaho Matters on KISU. Again, Jamin, thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.